Welcome to the Planet Zeta Cybersecurity and Technology Podcast. Today we are talking about the United Nations and their lack of cybersecurity. As you can see on our website, we wrote an article on this. Unfortunately, the United Nations has been hacked repeatedly this year alone in 2018. And that's all public information on a site called Open Bug Bounty. Now, 1 year of security issues wouldn't be a problem. 2 years of 2017 and 2018 on just that one site alone is a problem. With our experience reporting a compromise in the United Nations website is not a pleasant task. But they continue to be compromised. 2017, multiple times they were hacked. They've been archived on a site called Zone H, being hacked 2008 and 2006. Now, this is a bit concerning. For the last 12 years, it does not seem that their security has improved. So, per our company's policy, we don't see them as a safe site. But ultimately, that's up to the user to decide what risk level they want to take when visiting a website. Now, the next thing is cryptocurrency, our article we wrote, on IOTA. IOTA itself is it's a very interesting piece of technology, but the security is what we found unsettling, and not just the security itself, but the response to security reports. What do we mean by that? Well, they're currently having lawyers going after MIT, which per an email dump of communications between them and MIT, they had asked MIT to review their security, and MIT responded after doing so and said they're opting into responsible disclosure, which meant they were letting the company know first and then going public. After they exceeded the date and time of when they would go public with the information, and after there was already a patch in place, IOTA then responded with a legal response. It doesn't make much sense, but that is what happened if you read all 124 pages of the email dump. Now, it's never good to respond to security flaws with legal, because most companies got over that in the 90s and now embrace reports. Now, our reports the one we've made available is that IOTA has a wallet. The wallet is interesting. The wallet's code accepts anything that doesn't include quote marks, the greater less than signs, the and sign, or the apostrophe. Does that sound familiar? If it does, that's because it's almost identical, if not identical, to PHP's HTML special chars, which there are ways to exploit that. There are ways to exploit HTML special chars, just to be clear. That's concerning to us because per our code review, since they're using what we believe is the same level of security as HTML special chars, someone could potentially work an exploit together, potentially, and would be able to exploit the site targeting the transaction hash and the transaction bundle. If done right, potentially, all the wallets could have the user's cryptocurrency stolen. But hey, another IOTA-related news. A researcher found a replay attack allowing users to take other users' money. Yep, that's not concerning at all. At least from what we know, the IOTA team has no plan on fixing it. From what we know, and purely on what we know, because we can't report anything that we don't know. So, IOTA in itself is a very interesting technology. There are idea behind the technology itself, it's very interesting. But the security or lack thereof is why I got rid of all my IOTA. We exceeded CERT's recommendation for 45 days of giving a company before publishing an issue. We exceeded that. Moving on to other news, technology related. If you like virtual reality, you're gonna love the fact that the price is coming down on, wait for it, the Oculus Rift. The newest Oculus Rift is going to be cheaper than its predecessors, and it's going to be far better. It's called the Oculus Go. Unfortunately, Oculus Rift isn't having a good day security-wise, because 4 hours ago, it was reported that all Oculus Rift headsets have stopped working due to an expiring certificate, according to TechCrunch. So, while Oculus Rift is cool, there's an oversight that appears on updating the security certificates. Still, nonetheless, it is very cool technology. And we're certain they will fix that issue soon, since they have a bounty program open and are quite security first. They are owned by Facebook, which has a bounty program which Oculus Rift is covered under, last time we checked. So, how much is a new Oculus Rift going to cost? It's Oculus Go. It's coming out in early 2018, and it's going to cost $199. $199 for the virtual reality headset Oculus Rift Go. It has no cords to connect to PCs or anything else. It's wireless. And it's an all-in-one headset. Instead of all the stuff you have to connect to computers or PlayStation, it's wireless, has breathable fabric, which would be nice, and adjustable straps, and according to them, their best lenses yet. $199. That's actually a really good deal compared to the prices that it's been at. And currently, it's $300. For the Rift, and for that it was around $500 for a development kit too. So the prices are coming down, and that means you're going to be seeing more virtual reality in the world. Augmented reality and virtual reality are two different things. Augmented reality is starting to become quite popular in apps, such as a fun little app that's quite glitchy, but fun nonetheless, called Do Not Touch by Nickelodeon. If you have kids, you're going to love it. Well, that's our security and technology podcast. We'll keep you up to date and keep on listening. Thank you for listening to the PlanetZuda.com cybersecurity and technology podcast. Have fun out there.